like, the Deftones, we're doing this again?
Why can't, like, anal cunt Harry Pussy?
Can't we just, like, forget that happened? Like, no, really? We're okay? Like, I can't believe the amount of Deftones records that I sell at my job. It's bananas, but... Anyway, yeah, the kids love Oasis.
Gross.
Yeah! So Doug started off the set with a couple of songs, and then we went to Cocaine by Eric Clapton. That's just a little 45 that I had because, yeah.
Man, like speed.
Yeah, so Cocaine, Eric Clapton, and I just and it's weird that they're I'm not complaining at all, but that song still gets radio play. Like, they play Cocaine on the Bone.
They do. They do for Layla, though. Layla's probably the bone.
Layla! I mean, Layla's a great song. I love Layla.
With the long piano opening, right? Yeah, they play
that one. And then at the end, and then it has the piano at the end, and then it has a little birdie, like, cheepy cheep at the very end.
I remember one time a friend of mine was at a kind of a warehouse party event thing. And there was a little piano there, and my buddy sat down, Eric Parkey, you know him. And Eric's just like, oh, it's the only thing I know on piano. That was the opening to Layla. And another friend of mine ran over, and she's like, stop. That's my fucking wedding song from my ex-husband. I never want to hear that song again.
That's how I feel about Johnny Cash's rendition of You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah. Everyone's got their songs that, you know.
Yeah, it has the song that's like, oh, I'm like, I want to cry and shoot someone at the same time. But anyway, yeah. Cocaine, Eric Clapton. And then after that was Legs by ZZ Top from the album Eliminator. And, dude, I love ZZ Top.
I like them too, yeah. Good band.
You know, they're great. And honestly, that whole album is really good. Speaking of the Bone radio play, Legs definitely gets some radio play on the phone, but my truck is an 86 and it doesn't have a tape player or a CD player. It has a radio. And so I listen to the radio. Yeah, they do play Cheap Sunglasses, but I listen to the radio when I'm in my truck. And the Bone plays a lot of crap, but I do listen to the Bone. And whenever Legs comes on, I'm juiced because I love that song and I love ZZ Top. But also on this album, Eliminator, is their TV dinner song, I don't know if you've heard their TV dinner song.
Not a roommate.
But it's like it's weird and ridiculous and almost has this like Zappa ridiculous vibe.
They're a silly
to
band.
It.
They don't take themselves serious at all.
Yeah, I know. And it's weird. Yeah. Like, they kind of have this reputation for being like motorcycle like beardy badasses, but they're just like they're just a bunch of nerdy weirdos and they're awesome. But yeah, they have this song about TV dinners on Eliminator and it's really good. And Doug and I have talked excessively about having like a food themed set here
and a clap theme.
And you know, because we need to have like Chinese food by Biz Markie and like all these other songs. I'm like, oh man, yeah, Cheeseburger in Paradise. and I'm just like, oh man, we can add TV dinner to that set list. So
yeah, that'd be a 2-hour set, I think.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Also, we could probably make it a whole show. Food songs.
You mentioned the Bone.
You know, like call in or in the comments section. What's your favorite food song that you would love to hear on our food set on Radio Valencia?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food song?
Yeah.
TV dinner.
Well, while you mentioned the Bone, though, I did forget to mention you that. Pardon me, I have a frog in my throat. Earlier today, DJ Man is Skeptic was returning a rental car. He doesn't normally own a car.
Mm-hmm.
He told me while he's driving back to the rental, he texted me. He was listening to the Bones. He's like, what was on the Bone?
Three
guesses, and I failed. We played What Was on the Bone in this car.
No, it was funny because we were playing that when we were at Keysar Pub and then in my truck. And then we were talking about Rush, and we were just like, oh, yeah, Rush has to play at Keysar Pub or in the truck. And then as soon as I dropped you and Metaskeptic off, Tom Sawyer came on.
Of course.
I texted you. I was like, of course. Of course. But anyway, after ZZ Top, we listened to Share the Land by Guess Guess Who from the album The Best of Guess Who. And I don't know, I just the who, the what, I just thought, you know, this is our kind of 4th of July week, I guess.
So just play this song that's not American Woman off.
Well, no, there's a lot of good songs on there, like the Bus Stop and what, No Sugar Tonight. Like
No Sugar Tonight is maybe their best song, I think.
I don't know. I know Share the Land is like super corny, but it seemed appropriate, and it's like a slightly better, more like rock and roll version of, what is it, Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But, so that was my,
Woody Guthrie
my,
songs.
My America,
Woody Guthrie
Share songs
the Land. About communism, though.
Well, I feel like this song could be, too, because also the Guess Who are Canadian, and they're not all like, woo, America, you're so fine, you blow my mind, America. So it's just about, like, share the land, man. Like, let's, like, fuck shit up with some anarcho-primitivism, like, share the land.
And I know that...
That's how I choose to interpret that song, and if you want to try to tell me different, I'm not going to listen.
I know that the lead guy from the Guess Who used to be a radio DJ personality up in upstate New York.
I did not know that.
I was driving from New Jersey to Vermont once, and switching, it was before CD players, switching the radio, which I guess I still do, stations as they go out in and out, you know, through counties. And we were near Albany, I think, and the radio was on. They got a special guest DJ, someone who used to DJ here when he was in college or something like that. And it was the guy from the Guess Who.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we want to get back to old times. Have you intro this song? I'll start it up. There's like a long musical intro, and you could like intro the song. He's like, no, man, I don't ever talk over songs. I'll talk, and then you'll play the song.
Yeah. Amen. And was it,
radio.
It was the movie Almost Famous, so I don't know how true this is. God, I read Lester Bangs, his Carburetor Dung book.
Oh, yeah?
I read it years ago, so I don't really remember, but also in the movie Almost Famous, there's like that scene where Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Lester Bangs, and he does this little like bit or monologue or whatever where he talks about how he prefers the Guess Who to the Who. And
fuck,
I don't know
that.
If it's
fuck
just
that.
I don't know if it's just because of like, you know, they were both popular at the time, and it was, like, the name similarity, but he was like, oh, the Who this, and, like, give me the Guess Who. And I mean, I love the Who. Overall, I would say the Who, I prefer the Who over the Guess Who.
But the Who's first record,
but
like,
I think the Guess Who is a little underrated.
Who's first record is, like, 64, I think. Guess Who is, like, 68. Yeah, they're way ahead of them. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Well, you know,
those numbers,
Canada versus England and whatever.
Yeah, fuck both those places. America's at the best rock and roll, but the Who rules.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Who. I mean, how can you hold a candle to the Quadrophenia fucking soundtrack?
It's
or just, I mean, yeah, the Who fucking rule. Anyway.
Live the leads.
So anyway, Share the Land. Hold on. I think I have to restart the deedly.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sit play again.
All right. And so after the Guess Who, we had classic Janis Joplin from the album Pearl, Cry Baby. That's one of my favorite Janis Joplin songs, but I wanted to play Summertime because here we are in the summertime and it's a beautiful night in the Mission in July and I'm wearing a fucking tank top, and how many days a night do we get in a year where you can just wear a tank top in the Mission District in San Francisco?
I'm wearing short shorts and sandals with socks.
Get out of here.
Daisy boots. The pockets are hanging out.
Shut up. So, like I said, I don't have Janis Joplin's Summertime on vinyl. So, we played, which is also an amazing song, but like I said, not as season appropriate, which is Cry Baby.
Yeah.
But still, an amazing song. And then really leaning in heavily to the dad rock set after that, we had Bring It On Home by none other than Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin 2. I feel like I shouldn't even have to say that, but, you know, if we have any young listeners out there that need to be educated, that's what that was. And, I mean, what more classic album, classic song, classic band?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know, I feel like Led Zeppelin's almost become like this like trope in a way, but I'm just like, I don't give a shit, like they're so good.
Yeah,
and I feel like a lot of people like these days are like hating on Robert Plant, and I'm just like, dude, I mean, okay, yeah, he was a fuck boy, but he was hot as hell, and he had a set of pipes.
I told you I was hanging out with a friend last night, probably 3 a.m.
He had a set of pipes.
3 a.m. watching
and,
live.
I mean, he, I feel like he really did bring the musical talents of Led Zeppelin to life.
I think so. And, I do think that he...
And also just, like, the delineation of his cock in his tight pants.
I think there's some... I think he's packing that. I don't think that's all him.
You know what, Douglas? Let me have this. You know, when I was, like, 13, 14, I had a poster of Robert Plant in my room. All the other girls my age had, like, the Backstreet Boys. And I had Jim Morrison.
I mean, Robert Plant possibly have a very long, flaccid penis, but...
Maybe he was a shower and not a grower.
It's very possible.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's going to blow job before that shot, but...
But, I mean, if I could go back in time and bang Robert Plant, would I? No.
Or like the Steve Albini.
I wouldn't hit that with 10 hefty bags and a 10-foot pole and a bag of rubber bands.
Yeah, why not?
I would not. But he was hot, and that boy could sing.
I like what Steve Albini said. He's like, I always kind of didn't like Zeppelin because of Robert Plant's voice. But he's like, now that I'm older, I realize that whether I like his voice or not, Robert Plant owns it. He fully commits to it, and I respect that.
I've always loved Led Zeppelin, and I was even saying when I put this album on tonight, like, I'm a Led Zeppelin 1 girl, like, Led Zeppelin 1, I mean...
Well, it's because you like all that Lord of the Rings shtick. I'm not into it.
Shut up. But, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, I mean, that's also... I also feel like Led Zeppelin 1 is their bluesiest album.
Yes.
And I love it for that, too. But, I mean, Led Zeppelin 2 is also, like, damn, like, chef's kiss. And that one is also, I feel like they're more, like, quintessential, like, their, influenced so much like future like hard rock and metal with Led Zeppelin 2. So let's give credit where credit is due. Even though they took a lot of credit without giving a lot of credit, let's acknowledge that too. But
you rip people off. It's a known thing. It's okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
they pay them.
All like white musicians from 50s, 60s, 70s. Like, yes, they all did it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay because, like, oh, everyone did it. That doesn't make it okay. But, you know, it was, I mean, they weren't the only ones there, you know. But anyway, that's a whole other thing to unpack that we're not going to get into right now. But anyway, so after Bring It On Home was The Birds Wasn't Born to Follow from the soundtrack Easy Rider. Classic.
Yeah.
Also, dad rock. I think I watched that with my dad when I was a teenager. There was maybe some awkward moments that were a bit over my head, but if anything made me want to learn how to ride a motorcycle, it was that movie, despite the ending.
Maybe want to take LSD and hang out with a bunch of hot hookers.
It did not make me want to do that. Okay. If anything deterred me from that, because I was like, man, I feel like I was high watching that scene, even though I'm not. But yeah, great soundtrack. And then kind of fast-forwarding a bit here, because we ended the set with Kyrie Eleison by the Electric Prunes from the album Mass in F Minor. But the song Kyrie Eleison from the Electric Prunes is also on the Easy Rider soundtrack. And... my opinion, the Electric Prunes are a very underrated band, but they got the exposure that they did because they were virtually unknown prior to being on the Easy Rider soundtrack.
Same with Steppenwolf, too. No one knew who the fuck they were.
Yeah, but then they were on the Easy Rider soundtrack, and they got recognition for Kyrie Eleison, but that whole album, Mass in F Minor, is amazing. And like I said, in my humble music nerd opinion, very underrated. And I got the Mass in F Minor album, granted, beat up copy, but I got it in the clearance bin for like $2. So if you ever see a cheapy copy or even a like fucking $20 copy that's in great condition of Mass in F Minor, and you like weird, like 60s, 70s psychedelic, like, dude, that album is so worth it. Such a good album. So anyway, jumping around a little bit, but yeah, Easy Rider soundtrack. Then after that was Hail off the album Taste, from the band Taste, from the self-titled album. And then Taste, actually, sorry, I don't have my notes with me here, but Taste is a not a super well-known band, but they were very, I think they're Irish.
Oh, really? Yeah, it sounds about right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Irish. I think the self-titled album, I want to say, came out in 66, but it was early, you know, psychedelic garage rock, and then many members from Taste went on to do other projects and be in many amazing bands. I think we had this whole conversation. One of the members eventually went on to play in Rush. Not was in Rush, but he heavily influenced Rush.
Yeah, it was an influence, yeah.
Yeah.
My skeptic would not.
And like I said, I don't have my... I went down this K-hole a while ago, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't recall. But anyway, like I said, Taste, not super well-known band, but super talented musicians, and influenced a lot of musicians that are well-known today. So if you get a chance to check out Taste, like they're... And you like early, you know, garage psychedelic... Highly, highly recommend. They're super rad. And after that was I Feel Free by Cream from the album Fresh Cream. I mean, again, dad rock classic. I mean, I owe a lot of my taste in music to the dad rock. The dad rock is the gateway drug. And, you know, this was one of the albums that I grew up listening to with my dad on weekend mornings. We would make pancakes and we would listen to albums like this. And those are some of my happiest childhood memories, was making pancakes and listening to Fresh Cream. And then closed out the set, bringing it full circle, Kyrie Eleison by the Electric Prunes. Yeah. From the album Mass in F Minor. Cool. And it also just occurred to me that I don't have something else queued up.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, but I was waiting for you to notice it.
Oh, I noticed it a while ago, but okay. I was just yakking.
That's right. It happens to me, too.
So, I said, I'm new to driving, so...
If you want, I have an emergency song queued up on the computer to give you 3 minutes.
Yeah, or if you want to yak for a minute, sure. I can put something on.
That's fine, I'll talk for a minute.
Listen to Doug.
Hello out there. In TV land. It's DJ Doug.
Hello, I didn't see you there.
Didn't see you there. There's a horn honking right now outside the studio. It's an alarm. I don't know if it's a break-in or someone just didn't know how to use their keys. Maybe a motorcycle went by or a loud car. I have a V8 myself, and sometimes it's frustrating when I try to parallel park in front of Teslas. They'll start honking and yelling at me because they think I'm infringing on their space or about to hurt their vehicle, but it's just because I have a loud engine. It's quite frustrating, especially late at night. I want to wake people up while I'm parallel parking very politely. I don't tap bumpers. These damn Teslas are just yelling at me. Fascist cars. Fascist cars they are. And I think we can get to some music now, and I could help with the traditional training part. Let's get some tunes. Thank you.
His Majesty. Oh, Disco! 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 Disco dil dar mera, disco hi pyar mera. Disco dil dar mera, disco hi pyar mera. Main hoy disco diwani, main hoy disco diwani. Disco dil dar mera, disco hi pyar mera.
Oh, you need your headphones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Is that working?
Check, yes.
Yes. But check, check. Check us the lock. Yeah.
The echo?
Oh, is it not there?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem to be.
Okay, give me a second.
No. All right, everyone. Well, welcome to another set of... What's our show called?
Beyond Limits.
Have another cocktail, Emily. I just outed my anonymity that you are listening to DJ Little Hiss Muffet and DJ Doug and
Interdimensional Devlin at your service
on our show
in the corporeal flesh.
Beyond all limits.
Beyond.
Limits.
On Radio Valencia.
On Radio Valencia.
And in the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California, on this beautiful Monday night, I am wearing a tank top.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
On a San Francisco night in the Mission. And I feel like tonight is a notable event.
We should have played Eric Burden.
That goes on. Right? Or no, we should have played some Nelly. Like, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Or even wear your tank top, because it's summer in the Mission.
From the day you're born until the day you die, if you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain.